Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, The Great Beast, the Roman Catholic Church, part number 58. We just going to stroll down the international side and see you all join us for another episode, part number 58. So we're going to stroll down the international side and see who all joining us, and we'll get tape number 58 ready to go. On the international side, let's see. Let's stroll over there and peek. All the slots are still. 195 international countries have logged in to this broadcast. And what's flashing out of New York? New York, what's flashing? 103-687. 103-687. We're going to leave it like that and bring in Mr. Tills, and we'll get something going on another episode, part number 58. Excellent. If I'm Mr. Tills and bring him in, let you know we're bringing this broadcast, and we'll take it from there. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Mr. Tills, Yahuwah BJ, I see you right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother Seer of the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibb. Well, we got a fine audience in the room. 195 international countries, they ready to go. They ready to hear something. It's flashing out of New York, 103-687. And we're going to leave it like that, 103-687. Take your time and we're going to see if we read a couple of these memos and see which way we'll go on this lesson. 103-687. Mr. Tiff, take your time. Bring your A-game. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have another glorious number of 103,687 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. That's a very fine thing, and it's very appreciative. One of the things that I've been looking at recently, we had a conversation on people reading the Bible and getting an understanding. And some people with a good education, they would read the Bible, and they would interpret it different. The only thing that I can say, we are blessed to have this program. But we have readers that interpret the Bible and are seer on this program. So when we read the scriptures, we get a righteous understanding, as Yahuwah said. You know, we look at all the things, the Bibles that have been created in English. There's at least 900 Bibles as of today if you do your homework. With all these covenants in mind, all these printed English translations with parentheses and everything like that, whether complete or not, as I said before, it comes to like 900. So you can justifiably see why people have confused understandings That's why we always say reach out and grab the King James Bible, determining that it's the languages that's interpreted on the introduction page. It says translated from the original tongues. We want to keep you into that particular version so that you don't get led astray. When you hear the statement, there can be only one, don't think it's the last source writers I mentioned, I think, once before, or some combatant in a movie, or on the streets. Think there's one Yahuwah, the Father, or one Yahuwah, the Son. There are some people out there, some men, some women, saying, look for me. I'm the second coming. I have the word of Yahuwah. I'm all dressed for the part. I got my Bible in hand, and I'm ready to give you my words. Hear that key? My words, not the words from the Bible. This statement makes me look at what is told us in the Bible when we check out 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5. Verse 5 says, there's one Yahuwah and one mediator between Yahuwah and men, the man, Yahuwah the Son. That's why myself, I never look for any man running around to give me a blessing. You know, I just look for what it tells me in the Bible. Again, looking at Revelations chapter 22, verse 19 to 21. 19 says, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahuwah shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the righteous city and from the things which are written in this book. 20. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Even so come Yahuwah the Son. So when you look around, it won't, the second coming won't be a man knocking on your door or some wicked Israelites that we can determine are standing on the streets with their microphone. Remember what the Bible says in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse number 7. 7 says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, all kindreds of the earth, shall wail because of him. Even so, hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we can be assured that we attend Yahuwah's ministry. We're going to definitely be able to interpret the word as it's written. Knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open to you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word and connecting the books as we usually do for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Our current time for Friday is 7:15 to 10:15 due to the change in the season's time. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH.com. Just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as it said for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Currently, we're working on the calendar. We have disabled it, and we will let you know as soon as we post the calendar back up, which will keep you in tune with the feast days. So this will be one thing we will definitely stay on. We'll let you know when it's posted back up. Now, for our live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. But this time, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking on it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're currently using two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note that we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers that you have for the seer during program time, as not to disturb the words of Yahweh. We use a few verses in the Bible to explain why. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13 says, he that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly and shame unto him. We look at a backup verse in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. But even after this, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption in the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar or just ignore what Yahweh the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh. And one reminder before we get, I should say, too far into our program, once again, questions for this year via email, text, or voicemail. Remember, he's usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, as we just heard. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing is preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. Remember, even doing all this work, the seer is only one man, limited by Yahweh's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So, please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But I guess by this time you might have imagined. Not the seer. He's often tried to exceed this creation of Yahweh of 100% and found it is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time is repeated at 9:45, or current starting time after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Write in the search line, enter the three words, Yakwa Radio Live. Now, after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And another note that we'd like to mention, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, during our program and before our program, we don't like to consider that people taking verses and only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that they like. It's not so good for others learning. Taking those meanings another way, because you have the noisemakers, the complainers, and also the deceptive listener. Can't forget about that one. Flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. The problem with that, time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done 101%, you can imagine they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what was sold to us in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, about the impossible. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So as we begin to nurture ourselves in Yahweh's word, we begin to find out one thing, that a man or woman are measured by their works, as to things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25 says, "But whosoever looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." So we're going to ask you to keep your Bibles open, because we definitely want that James 5:20 on our end. We're going to pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibb. That's excellent again. That was excellent. Well, like I said again, probably always trying to see and hear at the same time and hear and see. And see all these good memos that's coming in. One thing about it, we clear that we got a great responsibility doing this, a ministry called the Six Anointed Council, Voices of the True Israelites. Just going to have to, take their rightful position, and thus says Yahweh. But how you take your rightful position is understand what you can read. That's how you understand what is your next move. Only what you can read. And we don't see, can we take a look at a lot of things. We got a lot of memos on. That's why you got to make sure you don't be jugged the wrong direction. Because if you jugged the wrong direction, you're going to be thrown off. And if you're thrown off, Yahweh going to bring that to the table one day up the road and say, "Hey, you had opportunity to understand that the rules and regulation is laid out before you. You have to follow rules and regulation." We'll leave it like that. So what that means, I don't know. But we got to follow rules and regulations, just like trying to get your driver's license. You got to follow the guidelines of the man that's sitting there next to you in the car taking with the notepad, taking notes on you driving. And if he get out the car and leave you there behind the wheel, you know you ain't done nothing but fail. So you do everything you can to make sure you do the right thing in front of him. And the same thing we saying, Steve, right here. We got to do the right thing, but we got to find out what's written. And we got to recognize the signs of the time. And Yahweh will take it from there. All right, enough said on that. We're going to find Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to bring him in and get this Wednesday edition. Man, time is moving down the road. Wednesday edition. On the clock. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother, and got a lot of stuff to put on the table. But like I said, we on the network a lot of hours. And when we tell people we're on the airwaves 3 hours, what do you mean 3 hours? What is you talking about 3 hours? Well, I tell you, like we say, that's common sense. One thing about Yahweh's word, it will grab your attention if you adopt the Yahweh's word. Hey, Brother Yahweh, I want you to look up something from there, Brother Yahweh Israel. It's called Jacobites Gleaning, G-L-E-A-N-I-E-N-G, from state manuscript and transporting something they did in 1745, and we want to read what they did. And you go to iCast.org, or bit more about that. Those that got an ear to hear, but it's something I want to bring up the list. What I'm looking for is the list of the Jacobites Gleaning, G-L-E-A-N-I-N-G, from state manuscript and transporting something. They done something in 1745. And I just want to put that on the table properly in this lesson. It's something they did, and they was delivered on a ship called the Diamond of Privateers, Profiteer. And they were taken to a man called John Ricky. And he had a plantation over there in the Caribbean. And they were taken to him, and we won't know how many in number was taken to him. And there was a such number of rebellious Jacobites, and there was prisoners of war taken to this plantation and scattered every direction. So we want to take a look at some of that, too. So all that, we want to take a look at that, Brother Yahweh Israel. So in a Jacobite gleaning from state, iCast.org, manuscript of trends in 1745. We leave that like it is. We just throw that on, working around with that a little bit. But right now, let's see if we get a look. And that's why we keep telling you, we got to stop being in where we don't have, can I'm saying something? You must be in relationship. If you're in a relationship, you got to be in a relationship according to what the Bible's saying. Because one thing about it, if you distract it and you find out what we get ready to talk to you about, and you get distracted off of what you supposed to be on, then you're not only doing a disservice to yourself, but the Mighty One gonna bring that to the table, because he'll tell you, wait a minute, how did you get distracted? Well, you know, I tried to compromise. Well, no, ain't no compromising on my word, because my word come from the Father. You got to make sure you clear that I got to do what the Father tell me to do, and you got to do what I tell you to do. Okay? All right, we'll leave it like that. Brother Yahweh Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on tape number 58. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. See, we got to make sure the righteous spirit teach you what you ought to say and be able to deal with what he's saying. Well, he's making a final statement in the last four lines of Jeremiah chapter 40 there, Brother Yahshua Israel. He said, behold, he said something in Jeremiah, the last four lines in Jeremiah, and the word I'm looking for, behold. Brother Yahshua Israel, behold what? What he said in Jeremiah chapter 40, the last four lines where it says, behold. Behold what?
Book of Jeremiah chapter 40, the last verse.
Yeah, pick it up where it says, behold. It's pick it up in the last four lines where it says, behold. Behold what?
Verse, what verse is that?
Verse 4. All right,
verse 4.
Israel.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
All right. The book of Jeremiah 40, verse number 4. Behold, all the land is before you, whether it seemeth good and convenient for you to go, thither go.
And he said, the land is before you. And that's what we say in C, right? The land is for us. And we have to step up to the plate and understand that land is before us. And he's going to make sure you got plenty of land east, north, west, and south. The land's before you. He said, now you want to step up to the plate and get a little some of it because I got big plans, but you have to make sure you're around those that got an ear to hear. Let's go to Jasper chapter 40, verse 23, 23, verse 40, 47. Now, see, that's why we're saying, see, right, you're going to have to listen to me. You're going to have to get on the airways and you'll say, time is not in our favor. And that is true. Do you know what what Yahuwah lives in? Hold on, let me pull a rabbit out there. Rabbit out there. In the book of Hebrews, do you know who Yahuwah really is? He's, Yeah, Brother Yahshua Israel, little rabbit out the head, I can find me some Hebrews. He's, it's what he is in Hebrews. He's the great big old something. He's the great big old something in, can you hear me out? I'm trying to get to somewhere. He's the great big old something in the 11th chapter. What I need, Brother Yahshua? Tell me out, Brother Yahshua. Ugly right now. But what is he right now? Can you hear me out, Brother Yahshua Israel?
No,
I'm struggling.
No, it ain't hit me yet, see ya.
All right. Right, in the 11th chapter, this man we're dealing with, he's the great big one word. What is the first word he is in the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew? I want the one word. One word, he's the great big what? First word only. Hebrews chapter 11, a great big old word you see, this is how he operates. He's the great big what?
Now, faith.
Now, that's all I want, one word. He's the great big now. Thank you, Brother Yahshua Israel. The man we're dealing with is the great big now. He don't live in time that passed, time to come. He's the great big now. If you want him to hear you, he now. See, he's the great big now. That's how he operates. He's the great big now. Your mighty one is the great big now. What the past? The past. But he is the great big now. Now is the time, Steve Ray. Now is the time. Listen to the seer real good. Now is the time. Now let's run to Jasper 23, verse 40 to 47. So when is the time to step into the plate? Now. When you think Yahweh going to hear you? Hear you now. He's the great big now, Steve Ray. This is the great big now, man, we're dealing with. Step up to the plate now and get in where you fit in at before it's too late. This is a great big now. What happens when Abraham was born to such a place and he had his big right-hand man, big digging right-hand man. He had his firstborn son, Ishmael, with him. He also had Isaac with him. And what was going on in the 23rd chapter, verse 40 to 47. What was going on, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse 40 through 47 reads, Book of Jasher 23, verse number 40. Abraham went with Isaac toward the place that Yahweh had told him. Verse 41. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance which Yahweh had told him of. Verse 42, the pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven, and a cloud of greatness upon the mountains, and the honor of Yahweh was seen in the cloud. Verse 43, Abraham said to Isaac, my son, do you see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance that which I see upon it? Verse 44, and Isaac answered and said unto his father, I see, and lo, a pillar of fire in a cloud, and the greatness of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud. Verse 45, and Abraham knew that his son Isaac was accepted before Yahweh for a burnt offering. Verse 46, and Abraham said unto Eleazar and unto Ishmael his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain which is at a distance? Verse 47, they answered and said, we see nothing more than like the other mountains of the earth. And Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahweh to go with them. Abraham said unto them, abide you here with the ass, while I and Isaac my son will go to yonder mountain and worship there before Yahweh, and then return to you.
Here's the man saying it. So, what did he really see? Let's precept that to Exodus 24. What did Isaac really see? What did he really see there, Brother Yahdai Israel? And he said, yeah, I see him. And let's precept that to see what did he see? He's seeing something in the 24th chapter of the book of Exodus. Let's see what he's seeing, because we know he don't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Something in the 24th chapter. What did he see in the 24th chapter, verse number 10 and verse 11? What did he see there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Will he precept that? Let's see what he's seen in the 24th chapter of Exodus, verse number 10 and verse 11. What do you see, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Exodus, chapter 24. Verse number 10, verse number 11 reads, Book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 10. They saw the Yahweh of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, as it were the body of heaven in its clearness. Verse 11, upon the nobles of the family of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also they saw Yahweh, and did eat and drink.
That's it, right? So they saw Yahweh, and they did eat and drink. And they saw Yahweh, and they did and drank. Okay, good. Well, Yahweh they seen in the 5th chapter, verse 35 through 37 of St. John. They saw Yahweh, and they did eat and drink. And on his feet was the paywork of a sapphire stone. A paywork of a sapphire stone, they call that, like brothers in the neighborhood, blue. It was blue-black. They saw some big black, what kind of black? Blue-black feet sticking out the cloud. They saw the Yahweh of Israel, and they did eat and drink. That's what they saw, see, right? Now, we're going to precept that to the 5th chapter, verse 35 through 37, and let's see what happened next. What happened next there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of
St. John, chapter 5, verse 35 through 37. What if they say, Brother Yahdai Israel, see right?
The book of St. John 5, verse number 30 to 35 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 30. St. John 5, verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Yahweh the Father which hath sent me. Verse 31. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Verse 32. There is another that bear witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Verse 33. He sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. Verse 34. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. Verse 35. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light.
Mm-hmm. 35 through 37. So we want to know, we was clear that they said, I do see my father, Abraham, I do see. He said, what you see? I said, I see Yahweh on the cloud. Now we going to find out. And we went to Exodus chapter 24, verse 9 and 10, and we found out he had the Yahweh that they seen had blue, black, big black feet sticking out the clouds. Now we going to St. John chapter 5 and pick at verse 35 through 37 and see by what Yahweh did they see. What Yahweh did you see in Abraham's days? Isaac seen him. Now we go and see who were they looking at in 5:35 through 37. Well, they say that Brother Yahdai Israel see right.
The book of St. John chapter 5, verse 35 to 37. Book of St. John 5, verse 35. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Verse 36, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which Yahweh the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that Yahweh the Father has sent me. Verse 37, and the Father himself, which has sent me, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
So the feet that they seen back there in Exodus and one Abraham saw was Yahweh the Son. So we just precept the Bible and find out what Yahweh Abraham was looking at him in Isaac was Yahweh the Son. We precept that to Exodus and find out again the Yahweh they seen was Yahweh the Son. Because you ain't seen the Father at any time. And the Father said it plainly in the 17th chapter, verse 5 of Matthew's, something he said plainly, Brother Yahdai Israel. And what did he say in 17, verse 5 of Matthew? What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Matthew 17, verse number 5 reads, "While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him."
And this is my beloved Son. Hear you him. That was the Father told those that had an ear to hear, "This is my beloved Son. Hear you him." Because he got it written in 12:46-50 of St. John. This is the reason you got to hear you him, because he's talking in St. John chapter 12:46-50. Let's see, can we hear you him a little bit? Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see, can we hear you him? Come on.
The book of St. John chapter 12, verse number 46-50 reads. Book of St. John chapter 12, verse number 46. "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Verse 47. "If any man and woman hear my word and believe not, I judge them not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Verse 48. "He or she that rejected me and receiveth not my words, have one that shall judge them. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge them in the last days." Verse 49. "Well, I have not spoken of myself, but Yahweh the Father which sent me, he gave me a Torah instructions, commandments, what I should say and what I should speak." Verse 50. "And I know that his Torah instruction is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as Yahweh the Father said unto me, so I speak."
You say his Torah instruction is life for everlasting, but we is told we not up under the law, we up under grace. But he just said his Torah instructions. That means the first five books is life forever. So when you sit in the ministry and they tell you you ain't got to keep no law, which is mean the Torah instruction, first five books. Somebody have took their own life, and not if it take yours. Because Paul came right back and precept that in Romans 7, verse 1 and 12. Paul came right back and precept that. He pulled that verse in Romans chapter 7, verse 1, talking to Northern Kingdom, and then he sealed the deal in verse number, we might have read 10-12. 10, 11, and 12. So Paul came right back and sealed the deal because he heard what the Son said. The first five books is the deal. If you got it, you good. If you don't, you just ain't going to make it. So let's see what's going on when Paul came back in the book of Romans 7, 1, 10 down to verse 12. What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Romans chapter 7, verse number 1. Verse number 10 through 12 reads, the book of Romans chapter 1, chapter 7, verse number 1. "Know ye not, brothers and sisters, for I speak to them that know the Torah instructions, how that the Torah instructions have dominion over man or woman as long as they live it." Verse number 10. "The Torah instructions which was ordained to life have found to be unto death." Verse 11. "See, and take an occasion by the commandments, Torah instruction deceived me, and by it slew me." Verse 12. "Wherefore the Torah instruction is righteous." The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good.
The first five books is righteous, just, and good, see, Roya. So if anybody tell you that you're not up on the first five books, I beg the difference. Paul said it's righteous, just, and good. He said it is for life for you to keep the first five books. So if any ministry or preacher stand before you and tell you you ain't got to keep no laws, He's wrong, see, right? Because Paul said you're wrong. Yahweh the Son said you're wrong. And the Father said, hear my boy. He said, you hear you him. See, y'all understand something, see, right, that all manuscripts was closed in 96 A.D. English was not even a language, but started in 449. It became official language in 1382. The people of the Bible did not speak English, see, right? They did not speak English. They spoke the language called Semitic, with no vowels. The A and E was added in the 6th century, when his name was four letters, YHWH. And they brought in a word called, an English word called the Lord. And what did they do according to historical documents, facts, with the word Lord there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What did they do that we can read on the Lord? Oh, the Lord gonna fix it. So we gonna wait on the Lord, right? Let's read the definition of the word called the Lord. What the Lord gonna do and where it's coming from. Let's see what historical documents facts say about the word called the Lord. Come on.
Give me a second on that. I gotta pull it out of the vault. Let's see.
Who are y'all, bro? Well, like I said, being Brother Yahdai Israel, you know we never heard nothing. We had a Luke 12 leads and stuff. I thought we got a lot on the plate. Got a lot of people on the plate. But we want to be clear, you understand one thing. This ministry, the Sixth Anointed Council, we took to take for right before us as Yahweh. And we clear the land is before us. And that land is before us for one reason, see. Because one thing about it, you need a place to send your loved ones at school, a basketball, and you need a garden to grow your food. You need your own radio. So the land is support thing. This is what to support. Yahweh gonna call you to the cop and say, what did you do? What did you do? Well, you know, I've seen things a different way. He said, I've seen things a different way, but what did my father tell us to do? I put that out of that behind now. So I'm Deuteronomy for a minute there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Why are you looking for that? We're running Deuteronomy chapter, and see what he says behind that in chapter number 8. He makes the final statement in chapter 8, yeah, Brother Yahdai Israel. He says something in verse 11. He says something in verse 11 and skip down to 17, 18. And by that time, you should have historical documents, facts on why we use the word out of our mouth called the Lord. Let's even say in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17, 18. What does it say there out of the heavenly tablets called the first five books? What does it say?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 11, verse 17 and 18 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 8, verse number 11. Beware that thou forget not Yahweh, and not keeping his Torah instructions, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you this day. Verse 17, you say in your mind, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Verse 18, you shall remember Yahweh your Yahweh, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto your fathers, as it is this day.
That it is this day. That it is this day. And Malachi 3:6 says what? Let's see if you make any alteration in Malachi 3, verse 6, yeah, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse number 6 reads, Book of Malachi 3, verse 6, For I am Yahweh, I change not, and for you sons of Israel are not consumed.
Then you precept that to 13, verse 8, out of the book of Hebrew, Louis title called Hebrew, because you read that from the left side of the book. They said, well, what about But we New Testament. Okay, well, we go to 13 verse 8. And let's see what he says in the book of Hebrew, who the title called Hebrew at 13 verse 8. What did he say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Hebrew. Look at the word Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse number 8. Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Well, he says he is saying yesterday. And yesterday was what we read all the way back in. He the same today. And when you see him that live in the great big now forever, that will be the same again. He said, you sit there and had a 21-16 working you over. He said, you have a 21-16 working you over. Why so? He said, why you have a Proverbs 21-16 working you over? What does it say in Proverbs 21-16?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16 reads, Book of Proverbs 21, verse 16, the man or woman that wandereth after the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
And not only that, when you know they're in a congregation of the dead, you can recognize their spirit by in Sirach 3, 21 through 24. Then you'll be able to recognize their spirit. As soon as they open the jibber-jab up, then 3, 21 through 24 of Sirach will be on them like a cheap dress or a cheap suit. What it says in Proverbs 3, 21 through 24, Brother Yahweh Israel, see right.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse number 21 through 24 reads, Book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 21. See not after things that are too hard for you, neither search the things that are above your strength. Verse 22. For what is commanded thee, think thereupon with reverence, for it is not needful for you to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret. Verse 23. Be not curious in an unnecessary matter, for more things are shown unto thee than men and women understand. Verse 24, for many are deceived by their own vain opinion, and an evil suspicion have overthrown their judgment.
Deuteronomy 29:29, so you see what happens? When you get caught up with your own vain opinion, you say your mind or thought tell you, this is your enemy, but you forgot what was said in Galatians 4:16. Matter of fact, what was said in Galatians 4? He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but what you drop on the network on tape number 58, Galatians 4:16, before you go on wherever you go? See, you'll hear a small, still voice will tell you something. It'll tell you something, and that's when you know you're on track. What it say in Galatians 4:16, that brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Galatians 4. Verse number 16. Am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth.
Do the sixth anointed cup become your enemy? Because we tell you the truth. And who is the truth? We tell you about the truth. Let's go to the 14th chapter and find who the truth is. Verse 6. Who is the truth? See, because do we become your enemy? Because we tell you the truth, huh? All we do is read scriptures and comment on it. So do we become your enemy because we tell you the truth, huh? What it say in 14 verse 6? Let's find out who the truth is.
The book of St. John 14, verse number 6 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto Yahweh the Father, but by me.
All we need to tell you what the words of Yahweh the Son said he got from his father. We call this network 6 nights a week. We never tell you about where we're going or where we been. We'll tell you about thus says Yahweh, the man that made it plainly when he came in the body, what he did in St. John 5:43. He said, when I came in the body, this is exactly what I did for you to understand. I've done something exactly. What are you doing in St. John 5:43 there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 43 reads, book of St. John 5, verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
And you know who you receive? Now bring that article, bring that historical document, facts. Now let me show you what you receive, your parents receive, your great parents receive. Everybody received this right here, historical documents, facts. What do the whole majority of the world receive out of historical documents, facts? What did it say that, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Arena historical document. And it's entitled, Four Letters, YHWH. One thing that is clear is that the name is not the Lord. This title is substitute for the name almost 7,000 times in most English translations of the Shemitic, polluted word Hebrew scriptures. In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times, and the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well-intended, has the clear desire of Yahweh for people to call on his name.
So when you call on the word Lord, you've been manipulated. Nobody wants to be manipulated. But guess what? When you call on the Lord, when you read your Bible, you see the word Lord, and by being in the congregation of the dead, do you know the Lord replaces the true name YHWH 7,000 times in most English translation? And otherwise, Lord God and Jesus was added for the four letters, YHWH. So you're being manipulated. Whenever you look at Lord God and Jesus in English, that was never even thought about until 449 A.D., and became official language in 1382, and then you say the Lord gonna fix it. That's a recipe for the person that said it, the lake of fire, and those who hear it is only way to get another big dose of lake of fire. Because we come humble to tell you, if you got no English, and the Bible is closed in 96 A.D., all manuscripts was closed. The people of the Bible did not speak English. It wasn't no Bible points until the 6th century. But you go Lord God and Jesus all the way, you're going to pay a price for it. And you're going to pay a price for it. And you know what, and you know what the price is going to be? We'll read. We'll let Paul let you know what the price will be. Let's go to Vision Paul chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. Let me show you what the price is going to be. If you continue, now Paul tried to get away from this thing, like we try to get away from it, position on account. Oh, we can stand a pat on the back every now and then, but we know a pat on the back is 6 inches from a... Be clear about that. So now Paul tried his best to get away from what he's supposed to do, and remind me what Brother said about 5 years ago, I don't want to be a teacher. What? I don't want to be a teacher. I don't want to be a teacher. But you understand something? Do you know what's written over here in for that point? In the book of Esther, Brother Yahshua Israel, some reading in the book of Esther, if you got that frame of mind, brother, there's something written in the book of Esther that I don't want to be a teacher. No? I said, okay. I understand that. Let's see what's written in the book of Esther. If you find for me, brother, Yahshua Israel, you go ahead and start on it. And I'll find it sooner or later. Esther, let's see what's written in the book of Esther when you hear him say, well, I don't want to be a teacher. Okay, good. Then he got something written in the fourth chapter verse 12. Pick it verse 12 down to verse 14. Let's see if he say, I don't want to be a teacher. Okay. Let's see what happened in Esther chapter 4, 12 through 14. What does it say, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Esther chapter 4, verse 12 through 14 reads, and they told Mordecai Esther's words. Verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you shall escape in the king's house more than all of Yahshua Judah. Verse 14. Wilt thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yahshua Judah from another place. But you and your father's family shall be destroyed. Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
So you see the man saying? See, you never know when you hear him, what would you hear on his network. You think it's an accident? You stumble at this message you hear now? No, see, are you? This message is for you to be a 1 Maccabees 1:42 and 43. What it says, and no, see, Roy, do you understand? Yahweh, remember, he lives in a great big now. And when you hear the message now is the time. Now, let's show you something that happened in 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 42 and 43. We're just going to get a precept on this. He said, listen, you go tell my old daughter, because she up in the big house and skinning and grinning and hiding behind the curtain. He said, when this thing go down, don't think that you won't be thrown off the second, third floor or the fifth floor. Don't think you won't. You might be thrown out of the basement on the first floor. You never know, Steve, right here. You might be hiding in the basement. Yahweh gonna send one of them great big metal spears there and throw you up on the first floor. You know what I'm saying? So, what was he telling you, see, right here? We read this all together. If you're hearing this message and you started holding your peace high behind the curtain, understand that the land is before us. Banquet hall, school, land, radio broadcast, school, to teach these loved ones to get to understand how they've been seasoned real good. Things that was never given to you once you know who you are. You don't even know what was told to you by the medicine spirit. And we'll read that real shortly. What was told to you by the medicine spirit. And the medicine spirit is the truth. He says something about you that we're going to read shortly. After Brother Yahshua clip all these markers we got on table. Let's put some of these markers up, Brother Yahshua Israel. Come on.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1.
Yeah, what we talking about? I forgot all what we're talking about. Yeah, 1:42. I want to hear something about 1:42 and 43. I'm five verses down the road now. In the brain, 1 Maccabees 1:42 and 43 says what?
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 42 and verse 43 reads, book of 1 Maccabees 1, verse 42, everyone should leave the Torah instruction, so all the nation agreed according to the commandment of the king. Verse 43, yea, many also of the Israelites consented to this religion and sacrificed unto idols and profane the Sabbath day.
Is it? So they left, see, right? What was told to you to do, many of them Israelites, they left it. They left it, see, right? And the same thing you're doing now, you worry about who sits to your left, who sits to your right. You got six anointed camp ready to help you out on where you're at. But you sit there and drag your feet. But I'm saying something. Your time gonna run out. And the second book, but let's see who heard the message. And the second book of the book of 1 Maccabees chapter 2 there, Brother Yahshua Israel. What happened in in the second book, verse 4-3, and skip up to verse 2. Let's see what happened in 1 Maccabees chapter 3. Then skip up to verse 4-2. Let's see what happened, Brother Yahdai Israel. 1 Maccabees chapter 2, 4-3. Kick up to verse 4-2. Come on.
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 43 up to 42. Book of 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 43. Also all they that fled from persecution joined themselves unto them, and were a state unto them. Verse 42. Then came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instructions.
Voluntarily devoted to what? See, you got to be voluntarily devoted to the Torah instructions. See, there you go. See, there it is. See, right. That's it. But see, this is something you got to be. Voluntarily devoted. Not who to your left, not who to your right, well, who my enemy is. No. You got to be voluntarily devoted unto Torah instruction, and that's the first five books. And that's why Yahweh looked Moses eyeball to eyeball in the 11th chapter, verse 16 and 17. He made a profound statement, skip down to verse 20, 25. See, this is kick on the list. See, we know the list. You know why we know the list? We can read the Bible. We can read it and precept the Bible. Look what it says in Numbers chapter 11, 16, 17, and 25. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Numbers chapter 11, verse number 16, verse 17, verse number 25 reads, Book of Numbers chapter 11, verse number 16. And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you knowest to be the elders of the people, officers over them, and bring them unto the temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. Verse 17. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them. They shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not yourself alone. Verse number 25. Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him, took the spirit that was upon him, gave it unto the 70 elders, and it came to pass, that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease.
Definitely right. See what it is? So, what did Yahweh say behind that? Now, what did Yahweh say behind that? Come to all of 20 chapter St. John. And what do you say in verse 27? Let's see what Yahweh said. St. John 20, verse 27. What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel, in St. John 20, verse 27?
The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse number 27 reads, Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing.
Ain't that something? Yeah, the man is telling you, listen, stop being so faithless. But believe, see, right? That was the man trying to tell you. Why you study being faithless? Believe what? The Torah, first five books. This is what the man going to deliver you up on, see, right? Matter of fact, we can read Paul tried to run from this thing. Because Paul had to tell a message, and Yahweh don't work where you got all this private meetings with you got these private meetings with Yahweh. What you doing? Well, I'm talking to Yahweh. You, yeah. Then, let's see what it says in business of Paul chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. And then we go to the 36th chapter. And Paul going to tell you something, see, right? Do you believe Paul? Paul was raised from the womb to tell you something. Paul tried to lay back and jack his slacks a little bit in the vision of Paul 1, 1, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see how it came out with Paul. Vision of Paul 1, 1, down to verse 3. Brother Yahdai Israel. What's going on with them verses? Come on.
The book of Vision of Paul, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of Vision of Paul, verse number 1. At what time was this revelation made? In the consulship of Theodosius Augustus, the younger and Cynegius, a certain nobleman, then living in Tarsus, in the house which was that of St. Paul. And the minister's spirit appeared in the night, revealed to him, saying that he should open the foundation of the house, should publish what he found. But he thought that these things were dreams. Verse number 2, but the minister's spirit coming from for the third time beat him and forced him to open the foundation. Digging, he found a marble box inscribed on the side. It was the revelation of St. Paul, the shoes in which he walked, teaching the word of Yahweh. But he feared to open that box and brought it to the judge. When he had received it, the judge, because it was sealed with lead, sent it to the emperor, Theodosius. Fear at least it might be something else, which when he had received the emperor opened it and found the revelation of Paul, a copy of it he sent to Yahdai Judah and retained the original himself. Verse number 3, while I was in the body in which I was snatched up to the third heaven, the word of Yahweh came to me saying, speak to the people until when will you transgress? He sinned upon sin. And tempt Yahweh who made you. You are the son of Yahweh, doing the works of the devil. Covenant of Yahweh the son on account of the...
Ain't that something? The mental spirit said, Paul, you tried to hide from this thing, didn't you, Paul? He said, you go tell Yahdai Judah, southern king, that you're doing the works of Satan the devil. So Paul had to tell him that. So now Paul, like I said, they were playing Paul's song. He said, he took it to the king, the big dignitary, the big ruler, Doug. He said, Paul, this thing got your name written on it. You gonna try to get out of something that got your name on it? That same thing the brother said to me. I won't be a teacher. That's the way it is. Not your calling that you don't want to be. Yeah, you've been chosen to do Yahweh's word, and if you back with me Yahweh's word, you're going to feel the consequences of it, brother. I'm telling you up front. You can't run from this right here. You got to run to this. That's the bottom line, because you can tell by your demeanor that you're curious, your mind ain't straight, you ain't focused right. You know why? Because you ain't doing the calling that you was raised from the womb to do. And we've been raised from the womb to do one thing, take care of Yahweh's business. This ministry has been raised from the womb to take care of Yahweh's business. And if you keep on kicking against it, it's only going to deliver yourself up. You'll get miserable, and you'll get pains you can't explain. Always something going to jump up on you. Why? Because you're not doing the will. Same thing Esther tried to do. But she was told, hey, she said, hey, my daughter, you hiding behind that old curtain up there in the big house. You better go and get in where you fit in at. When this thing jump off, don't think they're going to let you slide. They're going to deliver you up first. Because it got written in 1 Peter 4:17 where the judgment started. We ain't going to read. But it's clear from the markers you got there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yeah, I know you got a couple markers there. And you can clear up a couple of them. What you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The vision of Paul, verse number 36.
Okay.
Vision of Paul, verse number 36.
Hold on. That's good. Hold on for a minute. Now, all I want to hear out of that one is that what he getting ready to do, and then we want to skip down a little bit at the bottom because they didn't do what? The reason why he gonna do what he's doing in 36. And the reason why he's doing it is down a little bit because they did not keep something. Because they didn't keep something that they're kicking against. So now Paul is letting you know how this thing gonna end. Because Paul was snapped up. His body remained where he was at. But that spirit inside of Paul was snapped up, that old brain of his, into the third heaven. To let them know, those that sit on the fence, this is what's going to happen to you when it's all said and done. Paul said you're doing the works of the devil. When you sit on the sideline and pay it no never mind, your time's going to run out. Now we're going to read the end of it, and we're going to read why it's going to come to an end. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, that's enough build-up. You take it from there. Come on.
Reading from the vision of Paul, verse number 36. And it reads, "And I saw another man in the fiery river unto his knees. All his hands were stretched out and bloody. Words proceeded from his mouth and nostrils. He was groaning and weeping and crying. He whom thou seest was a reader and read to the people, but he himself did not keep the precepts of Yahweh."
Ain't that something? You hear the man, the friend? He said, "I see the ones that try to come from another way. But I am sent to tell those of Southern Kingdom and all the Israelites to hear me, but it starts with Yahdai to the first." He said, "I see the come with a razor. And when they got the ready to slay they fell, up that razor out and cut their throat." He said, "Talk is over." That's what we keep telling you, time not in your face. He said, "The reason why we getting you, because you love to read the Bible with a wicked spirit in you, but you don't precept because Yahweh don't allow you to precept because your mind is not right." He said, "I'm going to cut the throat of this person because they didn't precept because they don't know how to precept." You know why? Yahweh do not work with you if you carry his word, got your Bible. Only thing we're supposed to do is precept your Bible. Sure, everybody can read the Bible. I've read the Bible from cover to cover. Do you know this man going to cut your throat if you don't precept the Bible? And there it is up there. Now read again, Brother Yahdai. Read again that Paul was snatched up from the body to show if you carrying a Bible in your hand and you try to teach others, and you do not precept your Bible, here's your end. Let's read about your end. Let's start again. In the vision of Paul, 36, pick it up and start it off and get down to the crux of the matter. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I read from the vision of Paul, verse number 36, and it reads, "And I saw another man in the fiery river, up to his knees. All his hand was stretched out and bloody. Words proceeded from his mouth and nostril, and he was groaning and weeping and crying. But he himself did not keep the precept of Yahweh."
And he and or she did not keep the precepts of Yahweh. He or she did not keep the precepts of Yahweh. See, right here, you got to keep the precepts of Yahweh. Huh? This one, took us from chapter 100. I mean, 119. Let me get a precept on that. Yeah, brother, see, that sounds pretty good, but why don't you precept that? Well, I don't have a problem with it. In 119, in 119 there, Brother Yahdiah. He makes a foul statement in 119, and what he said in verse 63. 119, verse 63.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 53.
We'll make it verse 40 and get one of them verse 40 and skip down to verse 63. How about getting warmed up in verse 40, then skip down to verse 63? Let's see if we get warmed up there, Brother Yahdiah Israel.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 40. Verse number 63 reads, Book of Psalms 119, verse 40. Behold, I have longed after your precepts, quicken me in your Torah instructions. Verse number 63. I am a company of all them that fear you, and of them that keep your precepts.
Your day will tell. You got to keep the precepts here right. You got to know how to precept your Bible. You just can't jump at the first and throw a, read the verse, then now you're going to throw smack out. You're going to read the verse, now you're going to throw smack out. You can't throw smack out. If that is important, you're supposed to know where to go precept that Bible in. Important, you're supposed to go in the Bible, precept. What's there in 128? Verse 128.
Psalms 119, verse 128. Therefore I have seen all your precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way.
168.
Verse number 168. I have kept your precepts and your covenant for all my ways are before you.
Yeah, all the ways you're going. All the ways that you're doing is before you. And all of them will come to the table. If you are a teacher and you don't precepts, you're out of order of Yahweh. So it's best for you to not be trying to be a teacher, or you want to open a Bible up and have no precept to work with your Bible. You ought to stop that. Before it's late. Don't do that. If you don't have the precept to a verse you're going to, then close your book, shut your mouth up, and get in one of the six anointed camps and learn how to precept your Bible before you make a statement. Except 173 says what? 173, same book.
Psalm 118, verse 173. Let thy hand help me. For I have chosen your precepts.
Left out here, and he will help you see it, are you? But you got to do what? You got to chose the precept. He ain't going to help you, because he done told you in 28 verse 10 of Isaiah something about a seal's mouth. He's a seal. He said, he's Isaiah. He said, are you the man that I wrote right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. In 28 verse 10, what do you tell Isaiah to do?
The book of Isaiah 28, verse number 10 reads, For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little.
In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 14, what does it say? Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14. What do the Bible say in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14?
Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 14 reads, And made it known unto them your righteous Sabbath, and the Torah instructions, commanding them precepts, statutes, Torah instructions, by the hand of Moses, your servant.
Do you know that the precept is a commandment from Yahweh Siroi? Do you know if you're going to open your Bible up and you're going to say something to somebody else, and if you do not have a precept on what you get ready to show somebody, and you do not have a precept, do you know you out of the will of Yahweh? Because he said, if you're going to open your Bible up, because something you do not understand, and the only way you're going to understand it is by the precept. Because if you do it any other way, it tells you plainly what you just got to do in 119, 104. If you do it any other way, David said, listen, the Spirit told David, tell them, if they do it any other way, because here's the point. If you precept your Bible, you won't even contradict nothing that a person has said by precepting. But since you don't precept your Bible, you let your vain opinion from Satan the devil get in there and twist your head around. But if you take that same verse you're looking at and see can you find a precept with it, it'll help straighten you out. Oh, I see what that really means. But I jumped the gun by looking at this verse right here, and since it don't sound right to me, it ain't gonna never sound right to you until you precept that verse. Then you'll say, oh, because he made it plain in 119, 104. What did he say?
Book of Psalm 119, verse number 104 reads, Psalm 119, verse 104, through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
So if you go in the Bible because of scripture you don't understand, I understand you got to find a precept to it. So what you do when you call a six anointed cap, you say, this verse right here, I don't understand it. I can read it, but it's saying one thing, but your understanding comes through precept. So the six anointed caps will say, okay, go read that verse again. And they said, turn over here and get the precept. Oh, now I understand that. See that? And that's the game changer, see, right here. You can read the Bible all day long. I always read my Bible. So what? How many times you precept your Bible? Oh, I ain't never did that. Well, then you just wasting your time. Because you're going to tell somebody about a verse, and you're going to tell somebody without a verse, and you end up, they ain't going to understand the verse, you ain't going to understand the verse. You get the answer by doing the precepts. So you see, it's so plain, see, right? You get your answers by doing the precepts. Because he says in Mark chapter 7, verse 6 to 9 and 13, he says something. He told old Mark, he said, come here. Let me tell you something. I want you to put something in your book. In Mark chapter 7, verse 6 to 9 and 13, what he said, Brother Yahdai Israel? Mark chapter 7, 6 to 9 and 13.
The book of Mark, chapter 7, verse number 6 to 9, and verse number 13 reads, Book of Mark, chapter 7, verse number 6. He answered and said unto them, Well have Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written. This people honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 7. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Verse number 8. For laying aside the Torah instruction of Yahweh, ye hold the traditions of men, as the washing of pots and cups. Many other such things you do. Verse number 9. He said unto them, Poor where you reject the Torah instructions of Yahweh, that you may keep your own traditions.
Verse 13.
Verse number 13. Making the word of Yahweh of none effect through your traditions, which you have delivered, and many such like things you do.
Yeah. So you see the man, you see what Yahweh said? You see what the great big noun said? See, the great big noun know everything you going to do. Now. He know everything you going to do. Now, before you do it, because he's a great big now. And he always sends someone to you. It starts with the seer to tell you. stop your wicked ways. Do you know he told Paul in the 12th chapter of Romans 1, 2, and 3? He told Paul, Paul told Northern Kingdom something in the 12th chapter. And told him, he said, why are you looking for a pat on the back? Huh? Then Paul tell him in the 12th chapter 1, 2, and 3. Look at Paul tell him, the Northern Kingdom. In 12, 1, 2, and 3.
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of Romans 12, verse number 1. I beseech you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2. Be not conformed to this world, but you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse number 3. For I say, through the mercy given unto me, to every man and woman that is among you, not to think of themselves more highly than they ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh have dealt to every man and woman, the measure of faith.
Uh-huh. And I, you know, I will tell you something about the gleaming there about Yahweh Israel. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to be able to get to the gleaming today. We'll get to the gleaming later. But one thing I want to get at something. How about this? How about looking and seeing what is written in the Webster Bible Dictionary of 1828 about copper color races? What is a copper color? What is that copper color? We going somewhere with this. What is copper color? I tell you what. We'll put that out for Thursday too. We'll go back and look at what is the word ruddy? What do that word ruddy mean? Matter of fact, put on your book ruddy animals. Can you tell me what ruddy animals? What is that? Ruddy, R-U-D-D-Y animals. What is that? And tell us national audience what you looking at. When you put in ruddy animals, what you looking at? That's what I want to know. I want to know what you looking at when you go on that computer or whatever and put in ruddy animals. Tell this national audience what you look.
I'm looking at images of ruddy animals, and the image I see is brown.
You see brown? You see like a reddish brown there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Is that what you see?
Yes, sir. Some of my dark brown.
Dark brown?
Some lighter brown.
You see a bunch of animals, and the word ruddy means a, what color do ruddy means there, Brother Yahweh? According to what you're looking at. And Moolah, you might find a cat. You might find a dog. You might find something. Just look around a bit and tell me, you might find a cow or something. A bull. Tell me one thing. When you see the word ruddy, what do your eyes see on that computer about the word called R-U-D-D-Y and animals? What do you see there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I see brown-colored animals from cats
brown
to
colored.
Cat, dog, cow, birds.
Dog brown, you see, but it's always some kind of brown. Was it light brown, dog brown? See, ruddy. That's what ruddy means. See, you can't keep on letting Yahweh drop all the tidbits on the table with you. When you see the word ruddy, don't all of a sudden get in your Bible and not get so lost to understand one thing. Do you believe? That's why he give you all these old pieces of telephones now. Where you can put in ruddy animals and look for yourself. So if you see Ruddy Adams, and what did he say in Ecclesiastes about man? He says something about man in the third chapter. See, that's how you precept your Bible. He says something about man, 3:18. Now, we're just going to precept the Bible. What did he say about man in 3:18, Ecclesiastes?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse number 18 reads, I said in my mind, concerning the estates of the sons of men, that Yahweh might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
That they may see they ain't no different from the beasts. So it really means the same thing for the beasts. Ruddy means the same thing for man and woman. Ruddy means the same thing. If it means, if you can look at ruddy means for the beast, it means the same thing for the human, male and female. It means brown is color, either light, red is brown. Remember, they call red. He was a ruddy, brown. You got a lot of them, he called him I got what they called old Malcolm X red. Reddish, he was a reddish, ruddish brown. So now if you got a picture of what ruddy brown looked like, it's all shades of brown. So when you jump down in this Bible, see right here, and we go to, and you go to 1 Samuel, that's something that was said. Here comes the seer. The seer coming to a town in the 16th chapter, verse 4, and he tell somebody something. And what he said in 16, verse 4 and 5? What he said in 16, verse 4 and 5?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse number 4, verse number 5 reads. Book of 1 Samuel 16, verse number 4. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spake. He came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, come as you, peaceably. Verse number 5. And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourself, and come with me to the sacrifice. He sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice.
So he sacrificed Jesse and his sons. Jesse, he said, Jesse and your sons and all the elders, okay, what the elders is doing, male or female, when those seer come to the table, you're supposed to tremble at the sight of those seer. Don't play the cat game with the seer. Just some trembling going on you, and you be in the will of Yahweh. 4 and 5. Now, he say he going to Jesse's house. And what happened in verse 10 down to verse 12? Now he made to Jesse's house, all the big dignitaries with him. And let's see what happened in verse 10 through 12.
Verse number 10. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel the seer. Samuel said unto Jesse, Yahweh have not chosen these. Verse 11. Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all your children. And he said, the remaining is the youngest, and below he keepeth the sheep. Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he cometh hither. Verse number 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, goodly to look to. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he.
Ain't that something? You the book just said the king of Israel was ruddy, a beautiful ruddy. So what did David look like, see, right here? He was beautiful ruddy, see, right here? How you got David and you watching all them one-eyed Satan, and David was a beautiful ruddy color? The same thing when you go down and jump into Adam and Eve and says, he's ruddy. See, ruddy, did you hear the man saying, See, now you can go on your piece of phone and put in Ruddy Amos. And man ain't no different from the Amos. Ruddy means a shade of brown. It's no such thing as black nor white. It's just many shades of brown, Steve, right here. Ruddy means brown. Light brown, in between brown. So David was a ruddy, a brown complexion man. So you see that, Steve, right here. So now you see the children of Israel look like. The children of Israel don't look like none of that stuff you got on your wall. The children of Israel is a ruddy, many shades of brown people, Steve, right here. You see how we just taking a cadet on the way of taking cup. Now, let me show you what kind of ruddy was it. Let me show you if you can go on to Psalm 118. We're going to see what kind of ruddy was David. Would you believe what David said out of his own mouth, what kind of ruddy he were? You know, do you know that written in the Bible, too? We're going to 118 and see what kind of ruddy that David were. Huh? We're going to 118, and, you know, this book right here is the greatest piece of literature it is, but it mystifies me that we don't break out running with all this good stuff that we bring to the table from the Sixth Anointing Council. It mystifies me. It's time going up. We're going to look and find out what kind of ruddy was David. That's what we're looking for. We want to find out that Brother Yahweh is ready. We want to go to about 118. Well, we want to look at what kind of ruddy was David. Huh? Make that 119:83. See, it's only see the bump the gum contest is over with. It ain't no more bump the gum contest. It's about one thing: precepting your Bible and getting the will of Yahweh over your head. Let's find what kind of ruddy was David. Do you believe? Would you believe? Will he tell you what kind of ruddy was he? He gonna tell you himself. And 118:83. Why David tell yourself what kind of ruddy he was?
The book of Psalms 119:83. For I become like a bottle in the smoke.
Ain't that something? You know what a bottle look like in the smoke? You know what a bottle look like? Next time you hear the fire truck go, you just follow the fire truck to where they go, and then get out your car. And we know it's going to be a bottle laying around there somewhere from the smoke. And look at the bottle with the smoke in it. That's what kind of brown David was. He was a blackest brown. He was a dark brown, see, right? David was a dark brown man. That was his mouth said, I have become a light. I'm going to compare a light with you as a bottle in a smoke. You know what a bottle look like in a smoke. You know what it look like, see, right? You take that bottle of smoke and rub it on your clothing. You know what it look like. So now you see what David looked like. And David was Jesse's boy. These is Israelites, Southern Kingdom. Israelites. You see what they look like? The Bible tell you what they look like, see, right? Why don't you believe the Bible? The children of Israel is a brownish people. And he made it plain that I don't care how much I whoop y'all, you will never be this. In Isaiah. He said, I don't care how much I whoop you, I'm going to whoop you until you come back. But I tell you one thing I'm not going to do to you. He got it written. He got one thing. He said, I'm going to whoop you. No question about it. I'm going to whoop you because of your disobedience. But I tell you one thing I'm not going to never do in the 22nd chapter. I tell you one thing I'm not going to do. He told the seed. He said, see, you know, hey, Isaiah. He said, you know, I'm going to whoop the children of Israel. Southern and Northern Kingdom. But I tell you one thing I'm not going to do. It's one thing I'm not going to do to the children of Israel. He said, I just can't find myself to do one thing. This is what I'm not going to do. Help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What are you not going to do, Brother Yahdai Israel? Help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, Verse number 22. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the family of Israel, Israel shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale.
Ain't that something? He said, I don't care how much I beat you down, but one thing I will never do to the children of Israel, I'll never let your face be pale. You ain't going to find no pale Israelites. He said, I ain't going to do it. Tell him, Isaiah, that's one thing I ain't going to do is make your face look pale. You got a pale face on you? He said, Yahweh said, that's one thing I ain't going to put on. Now, you see that? You see that? Because he said he done it one time. He done that one time, Steve Royer. He said, I found out about when I did that one time, golly, they were stirring everywhere. Look at WCC. Where is it written that one time that he done that fail look? Oh, 500 million members. You won't know where he done that? He said, ain't going to do it no more. He said, I ain't going to do it no more. You want to know where he did that? Let's go to the 11th chapter of Numbers. All right, WCC. You know, we know you ain't never all right, but we'll go to Numbers and show you exactly when the children of Israel had their look on their face, we'll see how much scourging and everybody start crying. But you don't cry none today. But guess what? In the book, you got a whole lot of crying. Let's see what it says in Numbers chapter 11. Is that what I want? Numbers chapter 11? We want to see some crying going on. Let's find out what Yahweh... Wait a minute. What I'm working with, Brother Yahweh, is... See, you don't tell you something. This book right here... Well, in the 12th chapter. What kind of demeanor do Mighty One got in verse 9? What kind of demeanor do he have? Verse 9.
Book of Numbers chapter 12, verse number 9. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them.
And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them. So Yahweh is mad. He's mad now. Let's see what kind of punishment could he put on them to soothe his madness that he got. Verse 10.
Verse number 10. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, temple. Behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous.
And what do leper mean again in that verse 10? What do leper mean?
White as snow.
Ain't that something? Marilyn Monroe or John Wayne? He had her looking like Marilyn Monroe. You know Marilyn Monroe, see, right? Is that what we read? And now, what happened next in verse 12?
Verse number 11. Verse number 11, Numbers 12, verse 11. And Aaron said unto Moses, Arise, my Yahweh, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned.
Wait a minute. Lay not the sin upon us. What did he do? What sin did he do in verse 10? Did Yahweh do in verse 10?
Verse number 10. The cloud departed from off the temple, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow.
Ain't that something? You mean that book just said that? And Aaron looked on his sister, white as snow. And Aaron called that a sin. So how you got this picture of sin in your mind and in your household? You got a picture of sin in your presence, according to the Bible. Now, let's see. This is getting a lot of drama now. Babylon, and what do that look like? What do sand of a white face look like according to the people that were had the eyewitness? What does it look like in verse 12?
Verse number 12. Now verse 12, verse 12. Let it not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb.
Ain't that something? You mean that look is like you in the kitchen. You gonna put the sausage in the stove or on top of the stove, and you cook it and take it right back off and put it on the plate. This woman, what's wrong with you? How you gonna bring me some half done, half uncooked, and looking like that? Look, take that back over to that stove and put some brown on it. Because if you don't hurry and move, I don't know how, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm getting so nervous, woman. Put some brown on them biscuits. Put some brown on them sausages. And bring them back to me. Now, listen, you got a chance to do right. If you don't do right, I don't know what I'm going to do to you. Put some brown on my food and bring it back to me. I'd leave like that in a nice tone of voice. Whatever next. And let's see what Moses said after Aaron and told him all that. What did Moses do in 13?
Book of Numbers 12, verse 13. And Moses cried unto Yahuwah, saying, Hear now, O Yahuwah, I beseech you.
Hear now, woman, back to that stove and put some brown on what you putting on my plate. And now, when you bring it back to me, make sure some brown on it. Because what you got that has some soon look on my food, you're going to have something moving around real quick. Now, it's up to you. Do right. That's all he's saying. Do right. What happened next? What got to happen when you got that look on you in verse number 14?
Verse number 14. Yahuwah said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days. And after that, let her be received in again.
Well, we're back on our ways again. You know, you're the big dignitaries have to chastise those fear. He said, this is it. Fear, you scared of fear. You mean, yeah, it's not what I mean. I know you can cut me off when you get ready. It's your radio station. And nothing I can say about it. But we're just reading Bible. So that's why we tell you, see, right? You got to come with your own. Get your own land, school, banquet hall, and radio station. See the big dignitary did from New York? They just snapped me right off the airways and said, listen, see, you got to get off that subject. We scared. You getting scared? Okay, good. We'll leave that subject. You're going to cut those seed off again. Brother Young God, Israel, be ready to take it over. I'll tell you what. We'll leave that where it's at, and we'll get another start at this Thursday. But you understand something, C. Right? Say something. I don't know why you don't break out running this kind of information that's on the campus community. You see me laying the sand. We doing everything to transgress. Dignitaries know censorship is going to break the back of all the history. Whether you are pale skin or any shades of brown, this ministry will not be stopped because this ministry got the blessing of God over the head. You keep that in your mind. Oh, y'all got Israel. What the closing statement is? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, Seer Israel. I see it royal. Great work, Chief. To the four corners of the globe.
Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to stand by there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Like I said again, you know, we come humble and we just teach the Bible. That's all we do. We teach the Bible. And that's why I say, I don't know why y'all got the children of Israel all mixed up. Well, I don't know why you got them mixed up. The children of Israel is many shades of brown. And Yahweh told Isaiah what I did back in the days. And I took that woman that had a big fat mouth going, and I turned to her to look like Marilyn Monroe. I ain't doing that no more. Because I see now everybody throw a crying behind looking like Marilyn Monroe and John Wayne. Everybody throw a crying. So I ain't going to make everybody cry no more. So now I'm tell you, Isaiah, what I'm going to do. I'm never going to turn nobody that's of the children of Israel with a pale look on their face. You never have a pale look. So if you want to know you're Israel, he said he's not going to have you with a pale look. So if you got a pale look on your face, Yahweh said that's one thing he ain't going to do no more. You got it? Good. Mr. Tibbs, what's your closing and statement is, if some dust says Yahweh, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I was just sitting back listening to different things that was being talked about. And I guess it's a marvelous thing that you brought up how to precept the Bible. Because it's probably what causes a lot of confusion for people that do understand how to read, but don't understand what they read until they have proper teaching. You know, we're strange people. Shouldn't be that way, but most of us are driven by emotions, rumors, fears, and sometimes some people need to be followers, wanting others to decide to lead them. And who they choose to lead them is the page flippers, the deceptive listeners, the loud boasters, also people who pick one of the other 900 books, Bibles that I had mentioned before, to do study in, besides the King James Version. Some say the teachings came from Sumerian scriptures, or hieroglyphics in the pyramid, saying that these were Bible scriptures that were interpreted, that's where they came from. So I believe it's a very good thing that we have leaders to follow the correct words that they should be spoken from the King James Bible, Yahweh's word, as he had intended it to be interpreted. And doing this, probably even learning to be leaders themselves one day by believing in the word of Yahweh, is wisdom and leadership. And one example of that, one man, Solomon, asked for understanding in mind to be able to lead his people. You find this in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee wise and an understanding mind, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee, shall be any arise like unto thee." 13. "And I have also given thee, which are now S, both riches and honor, so that there should be not any be among the kings like unto thee, but all days." So what was Yahweh the Son? What did he tell us? The people received well. Looking in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So this tells us to stand strong in Yahweh's words and not be driven by emotions or fears or the page flippers or the deceptive listeners. Don't do that. So ask your friends, not the false teacher, or the one-eyed Satan what they can do for you, but ask that Yahuwah's ministry can deliver you up. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics, note that I say, from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Due to the time changes, the class for Friday is starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and your online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members attending decide to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices and write on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One that you're going to see is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But by clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, you might be able to check the calendar as soon as we inform that it's up. This is one thing I have to keep checking for the listeners to make sure when our calendar for the feast days is up and available. I will keep you informed. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your systems. On the search line this time, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers and click the red live button as soon as it appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note that we'd like to add, please do not call any previous numbers for the seers during program time, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. The verse comes from the book of Sherrod, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as you can so by previous programs, maybe even doing this one, when we're muted, there's still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say, calling during the program announcement, causing some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar or just ignore what Yahuwah song is said in the book of Matthew when we're looking at chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is a live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, as you can imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to our entire show at 9:15, except for Friday. Due to current start time, program will be repeated after 10:30. To use this, open any search engine on any one of your systems. Once again, type the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking them, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you have missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible for listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any one of our programs by request. Just call the international line toward any particular day, a number of days. Well, this is one day where we won't see verses being taken another way, along with the noisemakers. That might be a possibility. Complainers, the deceptive listeners, flipping the pages, as I had said before, to look like they're paying attention. But guess what? When you call them to speak, they're completely lost. They're clearly forgotten. Time is not in our favor, which we often mention. We can only do 100% what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's, if at all possible. I find myself coming close to 80%. If anyone ever told you they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another. This is past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. In the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, let's see what that says. 26, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So we're on this program asking you to keep your Bibles open. Sometimes follow along where you can understand which was not understood at previous times. We do this because a teacher that opens the door for his listening students has to show worthiness. Because a teacher that opens the door for his students has to walk through that same door himself. There are always those that ask questions for learning of Yahuwah's word, and they're pretty serious. They really want to know. You have others that ask questions to see if they really know or to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But having already knowledge, a teacher gains more experience by teaching. So we're going to continue on teaching. Ask that you keep your Bibles open and receive Yahuwah's word. Pass our program back to us here, Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah, Mr. Chair, on that nice closing. You know, like I said, we come humble, but the Bible, see, the Bible is have a double meaning. And see, when you do not precept your Bible, sometimes you might look at a verse, and then you let your vain opinion come up with an answer to it. See, that's the wrong way. See, if you know how to look at a verse that you don't understand, okay, that don't sound right. Then you have to say, well, wait a minute. The rules and regulations, I got to precept that and find out what that means by going comparing another scripture with that. Oh, that's where I messed up at. So that's where you mess up at, C-Roy, because you don't follow the instructions the way Yahuwah tell you to do it. So if you follow the instructions, you have no problem what the children of Israel look like. And you say, wait a minute, the people of the land don't look like, they're not ruddy. The people in the land is pale. So they're pale. According to the Bible, the children of Israel is a ruddy, all shades of brown. And then another word they use, we'll take care of tomorrow, that is called swarthy. And copper color. See, these words they manipulate you on are copper color and swarthy. And once you find out that King James was a swarthy, and when you find out that Queen Elizabeth was swarthy, and then you find what the definition of swarthy is, wait a minute, the Queen Elizabeth over there sitting over there, you pale. And Yahweh said he's not going to have the children of Israel look pale. You know what tribe she claims? She claims Yahweh Judah. But wait a minute, Yahweh said, I'm not gonna have you pale looking no more. Because I see by me having you pale looking, you had a big fit about that in Numbers chapter 12. So I ain't going to do that no more. So Isaiah, because you got people going to come up now and say, I'm Israel. I'm Yahweh Judah. He said, well, why are you pale then? Yahweh, if you believe Yahweh's word, he said, you'll never be pale. See that? See right here? So you see, once you understand how to precept your Bible, you have comfort in yourself, and you have sweet sleep. And you won't look at the six anointed camps as your enemy. You look at these as the one, and your vain opinion won't get in the way and say, now they become my enemy. They're not your enemy. It's just your vain opinion have messed you up in the cloud of your mind. See? Because that's why if you precept your Bible, and if you can't precept your Bible, then you know something is wrong. But once you do precept your Bible, you'll see things. I'm going to show you which way you'll see things once you precept your Bible. I'm going to show you what the Bible says. We're going out to the network and look for the mothers and bring the mothers in. And we'll show you soundly. What you saying? The mothers will be mute for this broadcast. The mothers are going to be mute. Ain't that something? See, what you just got through doing, we're going to mute the mothers. Well, your radio station, you do what you want to do. I wonder if old Camp Ford out of Detroit, Michigan, if she got a book all laying around and sitting back taking notes out of Detroit, Michigan. I wonder what she's doing out of Detroit, Michigan. I hate to bring Mr. Tills back in for the closing, you know, but we'll see. Or I take it to the close. We'll see. Hey, Camp Ford out of Detroit, Michigan, what you doing out there in Detroit, Michigan? Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, Seer of Israel of Sea Royal. Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. You know, well, the big station said, well, the mothers ain't talking tonight. That's we'll get back at you that way. So the mothers is mute for the night's broadcast, but one thing about it, the fox tail have been lit, and the curtain have went up there, Camp Four. So, in Revelation, I gotta go there. So we don't know what's gonna happen. I gotta go there. So in Revelation 1:17-19, can you tell me what that says? Revelation chapter 1, verse 17-19. What does it say there on Camp Bowl, Detroit, Michigan? What does it say in Revelation 1:17-19?
I'm opening up my book.
You open up your book. You open it up, huh?
Opening up my book and putting on my glasses.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, bro. So you just was laying back getting entertained, huh? All right. Now one day you gonna be on the clock now. Are you ready?
Revelation
1:17-19. Yes,
1, verse 17-19. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah, and have the keys of hell and of death.
What kind of keys are there in Luke 11:52? Let's talk about that.
Luke 11:52.
Yeah, what
does
it say?
Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered.
Oh, so the keys is knowledge. So the keys that is the knowledge part. So they don't have the knowledge part because Yahuwah have deadened their brain on precept in their Bible. Their brain been deadened. That's the key, see, right? Your brain be deadened because if you don't precept your Bible, you're not going to get the understanding. And you can read your Bible all you want. Well, what you doing? What you doing, Mom? Hey, Uncle, what you doing? I'm reading my Bible. Okay, you reading your Bible. Yeah, I'm reading my Bible. Okay, but the Bible said you got to precept your Bible. Well, I'm reading it. Well, you're not going to get the understanding by the reading it. You're not going to understand until you precept your Bible. See that? Because if you precept your Bible, you understand with these keys that he have, and he also mentioned about that death. See, now, that death got a precept to it. The keys got a precept to it. Death got a precept to it. But we're not going to deal with all of it. We'll deal with the death part. He said he got the keys. What did he say? He got the keys again? And that 11:52 of Luke? Let me hear that again. He got keys to what again?
Luke 11:52. Woe unto the lawyers, for ye have taken away the keys of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and then that were entering in ye hindered.
Oh, and the one that's trying to do right, you hinder them because you tell them some things that you can't read. But I need to follow up on this depth. And since this John, what did he say in 4:1? 4:1. What is it say in 4:1 of Revelation?
Revelations 4:1. After this I looked, and he, behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
Oh, that big trumpet there. So John gonna write the hereafter. Let's find out who this death is in the hereafter. So you mean John got it written in his book about this death. Let's find out about this death. Let's read Ecclesiastes, the regular book, 3:18. Let's find out something. Let's go regroup for a minute, but we're going to be thinking, you know, wild things. Ecclesiastes, out of the regular book, 3:18, says what?
Ecclesiastes
3:18. Yes, ma'am, 3:18.
Ecclesiastes 3:18. And it reads, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat.
Now,
and
Hold on. Let's run to the regular book called Ecclesiastes. and let's look at it again. Now let me get over there and peek, because that ain't what we want. Look at it real carefully in Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Oh, verse number 3.
No, 3:18. Chapter 3, verse 18. Chapter 3, verse 18.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 18. I said in my mind concerning the estate of the sons of men, that Yahweh might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
Oh, so he compared man to what there, Campbell? What he compared man to what?
Ecclesiastes 3, the last line. He compared them to beasts.
Now, okay, good. So understand that. Keep that in your mind. Let's go to End Time Prophecy and see what he said in 3, verse 8. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. Let's see what he's saying about this beast, which is man. Which is man. 3, chapter 6, verse 8. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8.
Revelation 6, verse 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over the four parts of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth.
And I looked and beheld a pale horse. So this pale horse is a pale man. And his name that sit on him, and this man was Death. So you're talking about a man that's pale looking, and all he about is death. And what he do? He take away peace from the earth. He's with the sword. Ain't that something? Ooh, that got a whole lot of peace up in there. And he take away peace from the earth with his sword. So and how you describe this man, he's going to be a pale man, and his pale man going to take away peace from the earth with a sword. Now look at, so now that got a double meaning to it, and let's find out what else this pale man do, and he's going to take away peace with a sword. Is anybody get suspicious out there? Let's find out a little bit more about this pale man that take away peace from the earth. And he's what in Obadiah 1, verse 3. And what else about this pale man that take away peace from the earth? What else he do? What else we can peep at him in Obadiah 1, verse 3?
Obadiah. Verse 3, the pride of thy mind has deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his mind, who shall bring me down to the ground?
Oh. That's his mind. That's the way he thinks, huh? So this pale man thinks, who gonna bring me down? I got all the weapons. I got all the power. Who gonna bring me down? But something else he laid on this pale man, for those that understand how to read their Bible, he laid something else on the pale man that you be able to identify this pale man. That take away peace from the earth, and he ain't nothing but death to you. He makes a final statement in the book of Obadiah, and he said something And what do we say in verse 2 about this pale man that take away peace from the air with the sword? What did he say about this man in verse 2? Obadiah 1, verse 2.
Behold, I have made thee small among the nations. Thou art greatly despised.
Well, we find out you pale looking, you take away peace from the earth, and you small among the nations. You will say you are the minority, you are the majority, and everybody else is the minority. And you talk like that. Well, behold, I have made thee small among the nations. And thou art greatly despised. I wonder who you're talking about. How do you get understanding? Keep precept in your Bible. Let's go to the book of Nahum. Go in the book of Nahum. See, just keep precept in your Bible. Don't talk a good game. Read a good game. Let's see what he says about him in Nahum chapter 2, verse 3. Just keep pumping your Bible. Listen, see right. You ain't got to win no bump the gong contest. Just keep precepting your Bible. Nahum, Nahum, chapter 2, verse 3. What does it say?
Nahum 2, verse 3. The shield of this mighty man is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet.
This book saying all that. The book is saying the shield of the mighty man is made red. So he looks red. What kind of red? A pale red. And his clothes wearing would be scarlet. Ain't that something? You mean his Bible's telling that? Yes. Now we gotta find out. Well, who was this red man, which is a valiant man, a warrior man, and he's gonna work his way with a sword, and they just now put a face on him. He's red. Genesis 25:25. What'd it say?
Genesis 25:25. And the first came out red all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau.
Well, so you mean we have traced down who we talking about, and who we talking about this pale red? Who we talking about in this book?
Genesis 25:25. And the first came out red all over, like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
Oh, so in Ecclesiastes, out of regular book, you know, we've been told that it's no such thing as no Esau anymore. But what do the wise man in the world say in 4:16 according to that question? They said, no, it ain't nobody is Esau the red man no more. They gone. But then we read Ecclesiastes 4:16, and what do it say?
Ecclesiastes 4:16. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity.
Oh, So it's no end to the people. So whoever was back there on the left side, they here on the right side. So it's no such thing. It ain't no more Esau the red man. He is existing today, but what he do, and we're going to show you later in tomorrow night lesson, by reading about gleaning, about recorded records on what he do. What he do, and Obadiah 1 verse 6, let's see what he do in Obadiah 1 verse 6. What do he do in Obadiah 1 verse 6? But he do something right before your eyes in Obadiah 1 verse 6. What he do there? Campo, Detroit, Michigan, what do you do?
Obadiah 1, verse 6. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up?
By the six anointed camps of bosses of a true Israelite. We able to look in this book and see who fit this profile. And in 49, in the book of Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 49:10, see, we able to put that one-eyed Satan down and just go right in the Bible, and he'll give you the spirit to peep at 49 verse 10. What it says in Jeremiah 49 verse 10?
Jeremiah 49 verse 10, but I have made Esau bare, covered his secret places. And he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren, and his neighbors, and he is not.
Ain't that something? You mean he can't hide himself? I wonder who can reveal him with no problem. The six anointed camps of bosses of a true Israelite. Verse 20.
Jeremiah 49, verse 20. And it reads, therefore, hear the counsel of Yahweh that he has taken against Edom and his purposes, that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their inhabitations desolate with them.
Oh, so the least of Yahweh's flock is going to draw you out. And you know, you mean that prophesied who's going to draw Esau out and the least. So you know who the least is, see, right? The six anointed camps of the true Israelites. So we see it's written that if somebody going to be the least of them, it's going to draw you out. See, you ain't going to be able to hide yourself by saying, you me, and tell me I ain't nothing. No, we're going to bring your record up and show you that you still exist, but you use propaganda. You use propaganda by saying ruddy means white. And we found out by picking up our old piece of telephone and putting in ruddy animals, and it means all shades of brown. You said Swati means white. Then we look up the word Swati, and it means all shades of brown, even black brown. And you said copper, the copper peoples means something different. Then we take a penny, an old copper penny, and say, no, that's another shade of brown. So you is running out of avenues, and the voices of the two Israelites, the six anointed camp, just going to read the Bible. And it's going to tell a story. Huh? They're going to tell a story. That's why they keep telling you, see, right? Get in where you fit in at. This is going to be the ministry that unlocks everything that's been hid from you. How they hide behind words. But he also said, they're going to be the swords. It says you're going to be a sword man. So now we're going to precept that and see Well, who is the swamp man? By going to Genesis 27. They're going to find out who the swamp man is. All we got to do is, we ain't got to. All he tells them to do, precept your Bible and get your answer. Who is this red swamp man? We're going to, and we're going to read your mindset in the 27th chapter of Genesis, verse 37 through 41. We're going to see what the prophecy of you, red man, that carries a sword, and what was it prophesied you're going to have a sword, in Genesis 27, 37 through 41. What did it say there? Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Let's talk about it.
Genesis 27, verse 37 to 41. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him my Yahweh, thy Yahweh, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? Verse 38, And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 39, And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the heaven from above. Verse 40, And by the sword shall thy live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Verse 41, And Esau hated Jacob, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.
Ain't that something? You mean his Bible telling that? And the Bible is telling you exactly what he's saying. And he tells you that your dwelling is going to be the fatness of the earth. So we precept that to Job 9:24. And what do that say? And since your fatness is going to be the best part of the earth, you're going to be, now to find you today, the red man, Esau, I got to find you on the best part of the earth. All the way, the best part at, that's where I find you at. Huh? You'll be pale looking, and you will live your life with the sword. Huh? That's what we read. What you reading now, Camp 4, what you reading?
Job 9, verse 24. The earth is given unto the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
The earth is given to the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the earth. He's a small people, but he covers all the best part of the earth. Where you find the wicked at, according to the Bible, you'll find him in the best part of the earth. So all the best part, that's where you find him at. See, Roy, how would this book got to tell you for you to understand what this man's saying? If you precept your Bible, you'd be able to understand. And then he tells you in the book of Psalm 50, verse 16 and 17 about this wicked man that's red and pale, that rules with a sword, and he in the fatness of earth. Then he tell you something. He tell you out of the mouth of David something in the 50th chapter, verse 16 and 17. What do we say in Psalm 50, 16 and 17?
Psalms 50, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, but unto the wicked, Yahuwah saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Verse 17, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee.
Ain't that something? You mean that God was telling all the stories and we still confused? We still confused and the Bible's telling you everything to be done. And David talks about something that how you supposed to be in 17 verse 1 and 13. What it says in Psalms chapter 17, verse 1 and 13. You mean this Bible tells all this right here and we still trying our best to figure out what that one-eyed Satan's saying. And this Bible doing all this great big tall talking. Let's see what happened in the 17th chapter of Psalm, verse 1 and 13.
Psalm 17, verse 1 and verse 13, verse 1. Hear the right, O Yahuwah, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Verse 13. Arise, O Yahuwah, disappoint him. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You mean this Bible is telling all this stuff and your cry supposed to be, Yahuwah, when are you going to cast that wicked down? So what's the answer to that? He said, when are you going to take care of this wicked with this sword? He do everything. He said, when are you going to take care of him? He said, what you mean, when I'm going to take care of him? We said in 18th chapter of Luke. Let's see what he's saying. But when are you going to take care of this wicked? Let's go to Luke 18. Let's see if we find out when you're going to take care of this wicked. He said, I'm going to take care of the wicked, no doubt about it. He said, but what if you going to do in 7 and 8? Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and 8. He said, you crying, I wonder when, how long before I got to take these masks off? How long we going to take care of the wicked? He said, well, I'm going to take care of the wicked, but what you going to do? Huh? In 18 chapter, verse 7 and 8, let's see what he say.
Luke 18, verse 7 and 8. And shall not Yahuwah avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Verse 8, I will tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith covenant believers on the earth?
That's the question he asked. He said, okay, I'm going to do my part, but when I come, how you going to be? He said, are you going to be a covenant believer, or are you going to be somewhere else jumping around with that one-eyed thing? He said, okay, I hear you crying. He said, well, when you going to be a covenant keeper? Let's go to Isaiah 43, verse 1, 15, and 21 and 22. So, he asked you a question, okay, you crying day and night to get this sword off of you. He said, well when you going to do right? Isaiah 43, verse 1, get down to verse 15, 21 and 22. What did it say there? What did it say there, Camp Folders? Acting on your part, Camp Folders. You and that microphone pretty good, too. You know I like that now.
Isaiah 43, verse 1, 15 and 21 and 22. Verse 1, but now thus saith Yahuwah that created thee, O Israel, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Verse 15, I am Yahweh, your righteous one, the creator of Israel, your king. Verse 21, this people have I formed for myself. They have showed forth my praise. Verse 22, but thou hast not called upon me, O Israel. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel.
What did he say in verse 18? He said, well, hey, Israel, I'm waiting on you. I mean, you know, I'm in a very big mountain. Look what he said in verse 18.
Isaiah 43, verse 18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old.
He said, you got a problem. You don't remember how I once done things. You think you can watch that one eye fade and think I'm going to do something different than what I got ready. He said, your problem is you don't remember how I roll in, as a shadow. You got people sitting around telling you that the left side of the book is done away with. He tell you, your problem is you don't remember how I roll back in the days. You ought to put that to the side, see, right? That's what a man's saying. He said, you got to get your remembrance back up to remember 32, verse 6 through 8 of Deuteronomy. He said, you know, you got all the problems you got, you got a remembrance problem. You refuse to remember how I once rolled. I'm just going to roll with a higher magnitude the next time I come. He said, that's y'all problem. And he tell you plainly in Deuteronomy, pick up verse 5 down to verse 8. Make it Deuteronomy 32, verse 5 to verse 8. And a closing statement. We'll leave it like that. Excellent.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 5 to 8, verse 5. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Verse 6. Do ye thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people, and unwise? Is not thy father that has brought thee? Have he not made thee and established thee? Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the things of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. Verse 8, when the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Let me have Bible tell all that good stuff, and I ain't heard nothing about no Christian Islam or nothing. Campo, now you know you got that microphone. You know I'm skinning, grinning. That was echoing your part. How about a closing statement? Take your time with, because you definitely held down in grand style. The box tail have been lit. The curtain have went up. The big WCC. And the big station said, the mothers ain't talking tonight. Look what happened. Campo stepped up and delivered a knockout blow. The box tail have been lit. The curtain hell went up. Get in where you fit in it before it's too late. Closing statement. You on the clock. Excellent. Detroit. Campo, come on.
Alleluia, qua. Alleluia, qua. Alleluia, qua.
Excellent. Hallelujah. See, let me explain it, tell you something now. One thing I can tell you, see, Roy, this ministry is a load on the known world. But one thing you got to remember, one thing, we're not the enemy. At least not the enemy to children of Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. Our job is to bring both sticks together and put them together as one. Then Yahweh will intervene. But he's going to come through the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. How we know that? Because we're going to open up things that you have not known by showing you how to precept your Bible. And if you get in where you've been in it, and remember one thing, if you got a question, you call the international line. But here's the point. When you got a question of stuff you don't understand, the only way you're going to understand it, you got to precept your Bible. You don't want nobody to tell you what that scripture's saying. You want them to show you the precept on it. Then once you get the precept on it, Yahweh will step in and show you, oh, that's what that means. I thought it mean by me talking a good game. No, that's a bump the gum contest. See, bump the gum contest is not Yahweh. The world of the 17 nations led by Esau and his five sons, they is the bump the gum contest people. Your job is to always precept your Bible. That is the rules and regulations. So we'll leave it like that. But remember one thing, be back on tomorrow, special edition called Thursday evening. Remember one thing, school, 609 camps. We got to step our game up in this book. Remember one thing, land school, banquet hall, and radio station. We got to get it. Land's before us. Let's get it. And let's get the blessing of Yahweh. You got it? Good. We'll leave it like that. We'll leave it like that until we come tomorrow. The fox tail had been lit. The curtain hair went up. Ain't nothing doing. I'm just organized. Yahweh be with you all. Camp 4, you stood tall. Excellent.
Open your eyes.